Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the precious and the worthy name of our soon-coming Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. May we re-emphasize, Jesus is coming again. May we also raise the question, my radio listener, are you ready? If Jesus should come today, are you ready to meet Him? Saved by His grace and washed in His precious blood, redeemed by His mercy, and knowing your sins forgiven, and your way to heaven assured because of His redeeming work. We continue our blessed theme regarding the rapture of the saints as we have found it and recorded and read it from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. May I begin reading in verse 15 to the end of the chapter, for here we have the consideration of that very event which will be the occasion when the Lord comes for His saints. Some of them from the earth, from the graves will rise. Others will be living, and they will be changed. Here are the words, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not precede, which is the proper word. The one we have in our authorized version is an obsolete word. Shall not precede them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort or encourage one another with these words. May God bless the reading and the hearing of this portion. Oh, my beloved, this is the word of the living God. This is a statement by divine revelation through the Apostle Paul, how the Lord will take His people from the earth and take them to heaven above, into the Father's house of glory there. May I point out, first of all, in the 15th verse, the blessed assurance of what we have read and of what the beloved Apostle Paul has written is at the commandment of the Lord. This we say unto you by the word of the Lord. My beloved, this is not the figment of an imagination in the mind of the Apostle. This is the absolute revelation of divine truth that God gave to the Apostle as to the manner in which the Lord would come and obtain His saints. May I repeat with emphasis what we have already stated? No apology for the repetition. In John chapter 14, 3, the Lord Jesus said to His own disciples, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. You know where He went. He went back to heaven, and He promised, I'm coming back to get you and take you with Me to My Father's house. Now it is the Apostle Paul who by the Holy Spirit writes how we will do it. But he introduces the manner in which it will be done by stating, this is taken from being the word of the Lord that He revealed. We say unto you by, not our own words, not our own imagination, but the word of the Lord. My beloved, will you realize? This is a divine revelation. It is the word of the Lord. It's not the word of the Apostle Paul, though the Apostle Paul was the instrument through whom he wrote. It is the word of the Lord. It is as though the prophets of old were saying as they thundered centuries before, thus saith the Lord, thus saith the Lord, thus saith the Lord. The message originated with the Lord, and it was given by the Lord, and it was spoken for the Lord, as His servants spoke or as they wrote. And He declares the blessed assurance of that hope for the believer. We which are alive, we believers who are alive when the Lord comes and remain under the coming of the Lord, we're not going to meet the Lord ahead of them. Oh, my beloved, will you take it in again? May I lovingly and kindly refer to the fact. Some of you have lost your loved ones. They've gone to be with Christ. And blessed joy that is far better for them. But may we take the word that the Apostle gives to us in comfort and consolation. When the Lord comes, we shall not meet the Lord ahead of them. No, the coming of the Lord will not, we shall never precede those loved ones who have been laid aside in the grave. Thank God for the assurance. Let me comfort your heart, my fellow Christian, if such be the need. But now, we'd like to consider very definitely and carefully how this blessed event is set forward in three distinct actions. First of all, may I note with you, verse 16. First of all, not all of the verse, but most of it. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. Now stop right there. This is the beginning of the action. When it takes place, it commences in heaven. It commences by a movement of descent. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that the Lord himself shall descend from heaven. Please note it. My beloved, may I say this? The dearly blessed Lord has been so long waiting for that moment when it will be the time to descend to get his bride. But it will commence with a descent from heaven above. And oh, the joy of realizing, please note it, he's not going to send a deputation of angels. No holy angels are coming. He's not going to entrust it all to the archangel. Who's coming? The Lord himself shall descend from heaven. My beloved, is not this the promise and the fulfillment of the promise, will it not be, of John 14:3? I will come again. Myself. Is it not the fulfillment of the promise of the angels? This same Jesus, personally, bodily, literally, whom you've seen go into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you've seen him go. My beloved, please let me say, when the moment of the saints to go and meet the Lord in the air begins, the Lord himself's coming. No angels of the deputation. No archangel is going to be entrusted to thus gather together his saints. He's coming alone. And it's the teaching of all the apostles. And though you have in reference to it by the apostle Paul saying, with the voice of the archangel, one wonders what it will mean. May I point out to you, as well as with the trump of God, may I point out to you, he descends with a shout first. He comes down from heaven with a shout. What is he going to shout? Well, let me illustrate it by these words, which you may find in Revelation chapter 4. When John the apostle was given the vision of that which was to take place in the judgments of God from heaven above over the earth, he heard a voice saying in chapter 4 of the Revelation, come up hither. And John was translated into heaven in the vision. He heard the voice say, come up hither. And my beloved, if I may suggest, very literally we could interpret the fact, when the Lord descends with the shout, it will be an assembling shout to gather his people together. And on that occasion, he will indeed literally say to all of us, come up hither. My beloved, what a joy it'll be to go up, to respond in a moment and in that twinkling of an eye. And it will be his assembling shout that commences the action. And there will be, without question of doubt, in some way that you and I may not understand, the participation of the archangel, the great archangel Michael. You say, why? Well, let me give you the thought. When the Lord descends from heaven with a shout, do you know what's between here and heaven? We have the realm of satanic hosts. Satan and all of his hosts are in the heavenly places. You read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, in high or against wicked spirits in high or heavenly places. Please let me say, Satan is in the heavens above at the present time. And when the Lord Jesus comes, as he went up through the realm of Satan's dominion. But they couldn't stop him. And when he comes down from heaven for his saints, he's coming down through that realm of Satan. Now I may give you the suggestion, it's only a suggestion. The voice of the archangel and the trump of God will indeed make the way clear for the saints to pass through that realm. But may I tell you, my fellow believer, that you and I who shall be taken up, we shall have to go through the realm of Satan's power. But oh, thank God, he will be helpless. He will be unable to stand against it and oppose it. And I wouldn't be surprised the Lord will have the angels keep the air clear. No intervention when we go up to meet him. But oh, the joy of knowing it begins with a descent. And it's the Lord himself. Please may I say, my beloved, when the Lord comes, you and I are not going to look at the archangel. You and I are not going to be concerned about seeing angels. The one that all the saints will see will be the Lord himself. Do you want to see him, my friend? The Lord himself is coming. The Lord himself is going to gather his people together. Gather my saints together unto me will be his language. With those that have made a sacrifice with me. And through his atoning blood, he will come in that day of glory to gather his own, who under that precious blood is sheltered. My fellow traveler to eternity, are you under the precious blood of Christ? Oh, he's coming. The Lord himself. My fellow believer, shall not you and I realize we're going to see the Lord himself? We'll see more about what else we shall note. But oh, we'll see the Lord himself. Are you looking for him? Friend unsaved, are you ready for him? Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, please solemnly but faithfully consecrate the truth we presented to some conscience and heart that they'll become a believer in the Lord Jesus today. Amen.